Actress Tracee Ellis Ross is used to people talking about her age a lot. And she's okay with whatever people say.
I'm 47 years old, and I'm the most comfortable in my skin I've ever been. What, when we go back to being 22? No, thank you.
The Black-ish star on Confronting an Ageist World. Listen and subscribe to It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Hi.
Hello, Bob.
It's All Songs Considered. I am Bob Boylan, and you? Who are you?
Robin Hilton. Haven't talked to you in a while.
We used to work together. Didn't we?
Yeah, that's what, you know, somebody just, I saw on Twitter this past week, and somebody said, do you and Bob still love each other? I guess it's because we haven't done a show together.
It seems obvious.
All year?
I know the answer.
We did a South by one, I think. Yeah.
It seems obvious. I feel like I know the answer to this question.
Yeah. It's a hard no.
I live alone. I've seen no one, basically, but bugs and plants for about 12 weeks. Though I have been making and delivering bagels to friends every Sunday, which has been the fun thing to do.
Where are my bagels? I haven't gotten any bagels.
So, like I said, I've been delivering to friends.
Oh, right.
And in fact,
I don't even eat your bagels, but my wife loves them.
Yeah. Speaking of friends. And delivering to friends. I did happen to go to Stevens yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Do you just leave them on the porch, like bring a big 30-foot pole and kind of push the bag close to the front steps? And
actually, and it's my...
Use the pole to poke the doorbell and then run?
That's a good idea. I'll do that when I come by. So what are you doing this Sunday?
Might be a good time to take the new puppy out for a walk.
Yeah. So we're doing Best New Artist of the Year, 2020, so far.
And new artist in this case is somebody who put out a debut full-length album out this year, or they're, you know, let's say they had an EP or some singles out before. If their first full-length record came out this year, we'll call them a new artist. Or if they had no music out before now, like they just put out their first single or EP, we'll call them a new artist too.
So here's a band. Let's start with Corky. They formed in 2015. And for those who don't know, I love reading on their website, on the Discord website. Corky is a band from Washington, D.C., period. Amy Farina plays drums, period. Joe Lally plays bass, period. Ian MacKay plays guitar, period. All sing, period.
If you like some music, here is some.
And it goes on to say, Corky formed in 2015, didn't play their first show till 2018. They have they've recorded one album, and they hope to tour. The understatement goes to the following, which is, you know, this is a band that comes out of the flames of groups like Fugazi and Teen Idols and Minor Threat and The Evens and Mystetics and on and on. So, new? Sort of.
But that first full-length album this year. Yep. So
I'd like to play the lead cut off their self-titled album. The cut is called Clean Kill.
Thank you.
Corky.
Such an insanely catchy song. I'm not entirely sure what it's about. I think they're talking about, I think she's like a drone operator for the military, and she's like changing her shift, and they're having this mundane conversation, and so she's like, I got a clean kill. Like, she used the drone to bomb somebody or something, but you know, it's actually, you know, her hands are very dirty from it. It's not a clean kill.
Yeah. I like your working theory. It's good. And I love this song. I love this band. I can't wait to see live music again. And they're one band. They were playing just before all of this broke loose. And I was at another show that night, and I regret it now.
That was it? That was your one shot?
That could be it. Where are we going to go now? Favorite new artist 2020? Your choice.
Let's do Rina Sawayama. She has a new album called Sawayama. She's a kind of a, well, I was going to call her a pop artist, but she really, it's not pop. I don't know what you call her music. She's originally from Japan. She grew up in London. She did have an EP out in 2017 called Rina, her first name. And now this is her debut album with her last name, Sawayama. And, you know, like so many young musicians now, she just defies labels. There's no one genre she works in or one sonic palette. It's just like everything in the world comes together on a single song. So I want to play a little bit of a song called STFU and see if you can keep up with all the turns she takes on this track.
STFU.
What could that mean?
Stuck.
No. I'll give you a hint. It's something you have heard from me many times.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Here we go. I didn't see that turn coming.
So many through this whole record. And it starts off, you're like, oh, okay, so it's like a scream metal. Oh, no. And then it's like, oh, no, it's emo. And then it's like glittery pop, you know. She just, all these worlds collide. And thematically, there's so much defiance in her music. You know, like she likes to challenge expectations. She challenges gender and identity stereotypes, particularly of Asia and of Asian women. And I think all the sonic adventure you hear in her music really reflects that sort of overarching mission that she has. You know, she wants to keep you guessing, and she wants to take you out of her comfort zone. And does she really do it on this one. Sawayama is the record, and Rina Sawayama is the artist. Really looking forward to what else she does.
I'm going to take us to an artist known as Tenci, T-E-N-C-I. It's the music of Jess Shulman. She and a bunch of Chicago musicians put together her debut record. Her name is taken from her grandmother's name, which is Hortensia. In fact, you could hear her grandmother speak on this record. But I want to take you to Joy, Robin. That's the name of this. It's the name of the song.
Oh.
Joy goes far to find herself a home. We kick up dirt and peel back our skin. fast, kiss fast, fight fast, gone, gone. Foxhole's just a scab I keep to pick. Enjoy, make sure to soak up all my sweat.
It's kind of a lovely 5-minute adventure by Tensi.
Love her voice so much. There's just so much. It conveys so much feeling and emotion.
It's beautiful. These are many debut albums and so forth from artists, and this is where they start. This is pretty great.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Her album, Tensi's album, is called My Heart is an Open Field.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when you played her on the show, and I remember really loving that and thinking, who is this?
Yeah. I look forward to seeing her live.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, speaking about seeing bands live, I actually have a band I want to play that was a discovery at a live show for me at South by Southwest a few years ago. And I remember talking about this band after I had just seen them on one of our nightly dispatches from South by. But, you know, music is, you know, and during the festival, music's just pouring out of every doorway and cafe and, you know, closet. Anywhere they can cram a band, there will be live music. And I was walking down the street very late one night. I passed an open doorway, poked my head in because I heard this music roaring out of it. You know, the place was so tiny and so packed. The band that was playing, which was called Thick, they were essentially in the audience and everyone was just standing up right up against them. There was no sign saying who they were, so I waited until after the show and they said, oh, we're called Thick. And I made a mental note to keep track of them and pay attention to when they might have new music. And several years passed and I didn't hear anything. And then suddenly this year they finally have their debut full-length record. It's called 5 Years Behind. And from that record and the band Thick, I want to play a song called Mansplain.
Yeah, girl bands are really in right now.
Yeah, I liked it.
She would smile more.
That was your boyfriend's drums?
Pretty good. Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend a Fender to a woman, but you're kind of tall.
All right, so you gals on the list? Or?
I wonder if she needs help setting up her kids.
They were tight.
No, do you think they'd be this successful if they did that? Knows if she has to turn stand by. If they were guys, I'm not sure that people would really be into this. Do you think she knows if she has to turn stand by?
Yeah, girl bands.
Can we get the guitar going? Does she know where to plug that in?
They sound great for women.
Yeah, does she know where to plug in her guitar? Are you sure? That whole vignette they have at the beginning is just, it's so hilarious and painful. And, you know, it all really mirrors their live experience. You know, they were laughing through the whole set. They had great senses of humor and also just thrashing, so much noise, just having a blast. So excited when I saw that this record was coming out this year and very happy to hear it. And hopefully won't have to wait too much longer before I can see them live again.
Awesome. I was thinking about live shows. I don't know why. And one of the ones I saw in 2018 when I went to Americana Fest was an artist named Katie Pruitt. And she played this song. I didn't know Katie's work. She played a song called Grace Has a Gun. It was a stunning story to hear.
It's about her an ex-girlfriend, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You could tell it was not just a story that she cooked up to write a song about. This was something that was deep for her. And now, 2 years later, we have a debut album from Katie Pruitt. The album's called Expectations, and I want to play that song, Grace Has a Gun.
A gun. She's not fooling around. She don't keep it for fun. Make sure you approach her with a bulletproof vest. 'Cause when you piss her off, she'll aim right for your chest. Whoa, whoa.
Katie Pruitt from Nashville, powerful song, great album. Expectations is the name of the record.
What a voice.
Yeah. Can't wait to see her live again.
That's just going to be the record.
I'm in my room alone.
You see like 600 shows a year. You were single-handedly keeping huge swaths of the economy going by all the shows you'd see in a year.
I'd really like to go to one right now. By the way, one of the other things I miss are the opening acts. And so many of these artists who are playing as favorite new artists of the year, we learn about through seeing them as openers and so forth.
Yeah.
And it's such a valuable thing. Did I tell you I really miss going?
You mentioned it once or twice. Yeah.
Did I?
And I knew this was a thing for you.
Okay. Thinking about all these shows, I need to take a break a minute, okay?
Yeah, we'll just stop down here for a minute.
Yeah.
You catch your breath.
Yeah.
And
we'll come back.
Yeah.
What do you want? We're going to play more music?
Yeah, I've got more music.
Oh, okay. And you're listening to All Songs Considered with me and Robin from NPR Music.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's. Master distiller Jeff Arnett explains the crucial step in the process that makes Jack Daniel's a Tennessee whiskey, and not just a bourbon.
A very unique feature of the Jack Daniel distillery is the charcoal mellowing area, and this is where you see all the vats that are 10 feet deep with charcoal. You know, as the whiskey works its way through that charcoal, it's removing a lot of the bitterness that's inherent in the spirit, and the whiskey that comes out the bottom is light and it's sweet.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly.
It's All Songs Considered. I am Bob Boylan. I'm staring at a screen, and in that screen is a guy I used to know. His name's Robin Hilton. We worked together at NPR in the same building.
20 years, maybe?
Yeah, for 20 years. And this is the longest stretch we've ever gone without seeing one another in our 20 years of knowing one another.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be.
That's
right?
True. I never want to go back.
Oh.
Yeah, this has been wonderful. Wonderful. I can completely control who I have to lay eyes on.
Oh, huh. I miss you.
Well, and I have new music for you, Bob. This is Busca Bulla. You know Busca Bulla.
Oh, yeah, duo. That's amazing.
Yeah, a duo originally from Puerto Rico. This is their debut album called Regresa. A really interesting story behind them and this music. They were, you know, they grew up in Puerto Rico and then they relocated to New York and they lived there until about 2017. And that's when the hurricanes Maria and Irma devastated Puerto Rico. They decided to go back to their homeland to rediscover it and rediscover all the things that they loved about it. And it's a journey that they document in this music. I want to play a little bit of a song called Vamano. So they recorded this whole record in Puerto Rico, and I love how they can take a song that is kind of melancholy, but they infuse it with so much color and life and warmth. I think that really reflects the kind of the complicated feelings that they had when they returned home. You know, they felt the pull of their childhood and everything that they loved about growing up there, but returning as adults, they found that it really no longer resembled how they remembered it, you know, and loved it. A lot of their families and friends were gone. A lot of the places they loved were gone. And of course, there was so much devastation after the hurricanes. But it resulted in this, I think, really incredible album from Busca Bulla called Regresa.
What a great thing to document in song and spirit. So many artists write about their own personal lives and so forth, and we hear a lot of the same sort of phrasing and words and songs and stuff, but this, a story like this just opens up so many possibilities. And
Though
I don't understand the language well, I certainly can feel it.
And, you know, they discovered a lot about themselves, too, along the way. You go exploring in your own past. You start finding things you'd forgotten, or you start seeing them in a new light.
Yeah. I want to take us to something. I want to take us to South Africa and an artist, Asher Gumedze. And I knew nothing about this artist, heard this song and just flipped it. It's an 8.5-minute song. I played it on an earlier All Songs Considered if you want to go back and give the full thing a listen. We're just playing parts of things because we want to get to a lot of artists and turn people on to lots of songs. I'm going to go with playing the last bit of it. This is a song called Si Abuela from an album called Dialectic Soul. He's a drummer. Asher Gumedze is a drummer. He has a singer on this song that just sings beautifully. It's a song that apparently is very common in the churches of South Africa. You can feel that kind of spirit as I play the tail minute and a half or so of this beautiful 8.5-minute tune.
Yeah.
Hope that translates without the big build-up. That's just a beautiful, beautiful tune to me.
Essentially a jazz quintet, right? And I read that they had recorded this album over 2 days. It took them 2 days to record this in South Africa. But it's so evenly paced and you know, that it breathes so much. You wouldn't think that it was something they'd banged out really quickly like that.
Nope, this came right from the heart. And, yeah. You know, good musicians can get that atmosphere going and it all clicks. Beautiful thing. Asha Gumedza is the artist. Dialectic Soul is the album. Where are you going to take us, Mr. Hilton?
To Christian Lee Hudson.
Oh, you know what?
H-U-T-S-O-N. Christian Lee Hudson.
I saw him live.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. He opened for, I think he opened for Better Oblivion Community Center. One. I probably saw him another time, too.
He's someone who's put out music before now, but he's got his debut full length on Annie Records. Out this year called Beginners. You know, it's an album that's notable in part because it was produced by Phoebe Bridgers, and I immediately loved his voice and the mood of these songs. You know, like if you like Elliot Smith, and I love Elliot Smith, or even like early Iron and Wine records, you'll love, I think, Christian Lee Hudson. You know, just very warm, very restrained, intimate. The arrangements are really spare, and the whole vibe is super mellow, but also beautiful. This is the opening cut to the record. It's called Atheist.
On our initial descent into Chicago, Katie leans over my lap, looking out the window for a glimpse of the house we were kids. She says I hated it then, but now I kinda miss it. Shirts in the microwave, trash in the sink, quarters in a mason jar for every time she smokes. She says if we keep this up, girls, in no time we'll be broke. I don't remember getting older, but I'm slowing down. I don't know if I'm gonna miss you where I'm going now.
Man, I cannot get enough of that sort of rainy day reflective music. It is so perfect. I have to admit, I first checked out this record because I saw Phoebe Bridgers had produced it, and she is on such a roll right now, you know. Basically, everything is better when she's involved with it, and she obviously heard a lot to love in this music, and I'm so glad she helped get this over the line with him. Beginners is the record from Christian Lee Hudson. Really love this one.
I'll take us to Eve Owen, a favorite of both Ann Powers and myself.
Yeah.
And she is a British artist, 20 years old, and somehow got her record produced by Aaron Dessner, which is pretty
crazy,
way
right?
to start off your musical career. I didn't know that when I listened to it at the time, and I just thought, wow, this is really good. Who is this? I'm going to play a song from Eve Owen from her debut solo album, which is called Don't Let the Ink Dry. And I'll play the song called Bluebird.
Sundress by a white veil, marriage between good and bad. My scars as hooks, I flew above the make-believe paint dog mask in voodoo good. The land rippled into itself, its ate attacked, buried itself as I soared at the bluebird.
Really beautiful voice, and it's one of those cases where production makes it a deeper dive and a more adventurous listen. I think she's certainly got the talent in songwriting and voice, but just having those layers underneath, really beautiful. Eve Owen is the artist.
Well, I'm glad you played her because she was on my short list of artists that I wanted to include on this list.
There were many that, you know, our listeners sent us via social media and things that I also wanted to get to. I know that Muzz was a band that I played earlier on that I really like. Speaking of the National, they kind of have a sound of the band, the National. Bonnie Light Horseman is an artist that I've really come to love. Saw in Newport. I saw them live. Yeah. Hmm. And a group called Snarls. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah.
A bunch of rock bands who I wouldn't mind going out to a club to see. What you got?
Also some rock and roll bands. There's one called Dog Leg. They have a great one called Melee. A band called Beach Bunny, another great garage rock band. They've got a new one called Honeymoon. The band Vistas, their record is called Everything Changes in the End, a band from Scotland. Their record is just packed to the gills with Life is Amazing, joyful bangers. And then the actor Caleb Landry Jones has one called The Mother Stone, and he's sort of a weirdo actor who made a great weirdo record that is all over the place called The Mother Stone.
Awesome. You going to take us out on something?
Yeah, let's go out on Jonah Matono, it's kind of a R&B singer who has a record out called Gerg, G-E-R-G. He's originally from London, but he grew up in Uganda, and Jonah Matono is gay, and Uganda has a history of severe punishment for homosexuality. It's actually outlawed there, and the country has been, you know, very aggressive in suppressing LGBTQ activism there. So for a long time, Jonah Matono recorded under the name Kadepo, which was sort of like his secret identity. He now lives in Los Angeles. He's come out, and this album called Gerg is largely about self-acceptance, you know, his coming to terms with his own identity and understanding himself more and loving himself more. In fact, Gerg is the code name that he used to identify his partner on his phone, a guy he was dating, so that when the name came up, no one would know who it was. He just put Gerg in his contacts for his partner. And the song I want to play is called The Low, and it's all about a relationship he had when he was living in London and how he felt like he had to sneak around and hide who he was. He's got a beautiful voice. You'll notice that right away. Really nice, dreamy R&B sound that's smooth and intimate. He has been called Uganda's Frank Ocean. I hear that some. It's a high compliment. For Jonah Matono, the Low is the song I want to play from his album, Gerg.
Well, this was fun. I mean, it was great seeing you.
Yeah, great seeing you. Let's not make a habit out of it, but we'll call this a win. And I'll see you when I see you.
Thanks. And you can open the door to your closet now.
Yeah, get some air in here.
Get some air.
Yeah.
Is a puppy going to come in?
I thought maybe I could hear the puppy barking in the background at one time. I'm surprised you didn't say anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Oh, it's just a nightmarish yelping. It just will not go. It just goes on and on. Yeah, Don't get a puppy.
Deal.
You know, Bob Barker ended every show of The Price is Right with, remember to have your pet spayed or neutered. I need to start ending all of my episodes of New Music Friday with, don't get a puppy. Wow. For NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Don't get a puppy.
You're going to get some mail on that one.
I love dogs. I love dogs more than people. Puppies are a lot of work.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton. You be well.
You too, Bob.
For NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered.
Dream about you, not one, nowhere. I really can't take you to my mama. She couldn't bear. By the fountain, and we dance on it. I'm not sure what you mean to me. Praying you get close enough to see the cross I bear.